Guys Weigh In podcast with Mitchell Silty and Paul Ramo, and another podcast. I'm losing track of what episode this is here, Mitch.
Yeah, I think we're on episode 23 now.
All right. Doesn't seem possible, does it, that it's 23 episodes already of Two Guys Weigh In podcast?
Yep, it's been going well so for quite a long time, so hopefully we can continue that.
Yep. All right. Well, I know we got a lot of things to talk about today. A lot of baseball being played in our area, Mitch.
Yeah, a lot of Legion baseball going on for summer league, and so I know you've been busy with that.
Yep, Legion ball, town ball. We've got a lot of big games coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But kind of quiet, actually, with the high school sports, with the school not in session. So not much to report on that. So let's talk baseball, should we?
Yeah, I think so. Let's start off with baseball.
All right. Well, coming up here next Wednesday, July 10th, Madison Chamber of Commerce presents Chamber Night at the Ballpark. Admission is free to get in. Now, this is Wednesday, July 10th at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. The Madison Mallards will be taking on the Dawson Drakes in a Lando Ducks League game. First pitch is at 7:30. And then the Madison Chamber of Commerce will be giving out free ice cream sundaes. How about that?
That sounds like a great time.
You know, when you go to the Target Field, you get them sundaes in the helmet, right?
Yep.
Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't had one of those before.
I always get one of those when I go there. I know that. But that's what they're going to do on July 10th. Wednesday at the Madison Memorial Baseball Field, free ice cream sundaes, sponsored by the Madison Chamber of Commerce. And then the famous mascot races. They got like three or four mascots, and they have a race to home plate.
And then that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it was hilarious last year. And then the big thing is there's going to be a lot of prizes given away each inning by Madison Chamber of Commerce businesses, and that's fun. Base race for kids ages 10 through 12. And here's the best one. There's a foul ball hit, and when you return a foul ball to the concession stand, in most ballparks you get a piece of candy back or a nickel or something like that. Well, this Wednesday, you get a dollar back if you return a foul ball to the concession stand, and that's sponsored by the Ron Slimmer Nelson Memorial. So we thank the Nelson family for that. And then kids, if you're interested in lining up with the Mallards during the national anthem, you should arrive around 7:15 on Wednesday. And so a big day at the ballpark here in Madison. So
that sounds like it's going to be a fun time. Free baseball, free ice cream.
Free admission.
If you get a foul ball, you can get paid for it. I mean, it's almost like you're getting paid to go to a baseball game.
There you go. That was a great crowd last year, and I broadcast the game, and it was just a great crowd. We'll be broadcasting that game, and we'll be broadcasting the Mallards and the Drakes game next Wednesday as well. So, all right. Are you a runner, Mitch?
No, I am not a runner.
Neither am I.
No. So,
but we can go watch the people that run, right?
Absolutely. Always fun to watch people run.
So come on over to Madison for the 38th annual Stinker Day 3-mile Lutefisk Run and 1-mile Oofta Walk Friday, July 12th. The run and walk will begin at 6:30. The start and finish line at the east side of the Madison BFW on 7th Avenue. Always a fun time. They give a lot of prizes away for the different age categories. John Sherb organizes it, and it's just a fun event. So,
have you ever had Lutefisk before?
Yes, I have, and I kept it down. I didn't spit it out. in our contest here in Madison, you have a retaining rule that you have to keep the Lutefisk down, you know.
Oh, geez.
one time, Jerry couldn't keep it down, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Have you had Lutefisk?
I can proudly say I've never had Lutefisk before, and I really don't plan on ever having it.
Well, we need to change that then, Mitchell.
I don't know about that. I think I'll just observe and
Okay.
Not eat.
Abstain.
On that one. Yep.
All right, and then one more thing here concerning baseball in our area, and this is kind of near and dear to me. Come help us say big thanks to Dick Newman for his many years of service and dedication in supporting baseball in Madison. We're going to recognize Dick before the Mallards game versus Rosen on Saturday, July 13th at 2 o'clock. It's actually the city of Madison has proclaimed the Dick Newman Day, Saturday, July 13th. Dick, you know, broadcasts, works part-time here at Q92, and, you know, I've known Dick most of my life. He was my baseball coach, and... you know, he's done so much down at the Madison Memorial Baseball Field, especially in fundraising. He's raised a lot of money for that ballpark over the years. And he's done a PA announcing, radio broadcasting, of course, and many countless hours maintaining the baseball field earlier in his career. So we're going to recognize Dick and Dick's family. Whole family will be here. We're going to recognize Dick Newman once again on Saturday, July 13th at 2 in the afternoon. So everybody come over there. Come over and say, stop by and say hi to Dick and share some stories with Dick. Dick likes telling stories. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a good... I worked with Dick a little bit during my internship with broadcasting mostly baseball games, and then I ran the board for him while he was broadcasting wrestling, and a very nice guy, and I had enjoyed working for him. So... it'll be good to see him get that recognition on the 13th.
All right. What do you got, Mitch?
Well, we're in baseball, so might as well just talk about the Twins briefly. The Twins really turned things around. They're 48-37 overall record right now, and they're one of the top five teams in the American League right now. After the horrible start they had this season, they're... six games behind Cleveland for the lead in the AL Central, but Cleveland, I believe, is probably one of the top team in the American League right now, so it would be pretty pretty competitive coming down the stretch for the American League, I think, for the AL Central.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, oh, go ahead.
I saw a stat last night that the Twins are like, in the last 20 games, are like 14-6 or something like that.
Yeah, they're playing some pretty good baseball. I know we were a little rough on them when they started the year. I think they started like what, 7-13, but
well, half their starting lineup got hurt in the first week.
Yeah, half their starting lineup got hurt, and unfortunately, I saw that Royce Lewis, our one of our star players, he got hurt again. It sounded like a left groin injury, and so he's probably going to have to miss a couple more games here coming up, and just the story of how the Twins are, I suppose, is
yep.
Trying to deal with those injuries.
Okay. All right. Anything else on Major League Baseball?
No, I think that'll pretty much cover it for baseball, for the Twins anyways, so.
Let's talk basketball for a second, Mitch.
Yep.
I'm hooked on the WNBA. I've watched more WNBA games than I've ever have, and I enjoy it. You know, of course, they always got Caitlin Clark on, but I'm getting to know some of the other players' names. And, you know, you get stars like Clark and Reese and, you know, others. That's mm-hmm. what draws people in, you know. And
yeah.
How about you? Have you become a big fan of the WNBA?
I mean... I wouldn't say I'm a bigger fan of the WNBA than I have been. I mean, I've kind of kept up with it here and there throughout the years. But, yeah, I've been paying attention to it, especially with the Lynx having as good of a season as they are having right now, and keeping up a little bit with how Caitlin Clark's doing at Indiana and seeing how she's able to adjust to the professional basketball versus college basketball. And so it's been, it's been interesting to watch.
Yeah, and it's fun, too. It's just, they play hard, that's for sure. So.
Yep, I think this was an added element that the WNBA just didn't have before, that they didn't really get the recognition that the NBA did because of that, but now they got kind of that new star highlight player that they have with Caitlin. I think it's drawn a lot more attention and getting a lot more people interested in the WNBA.
You know, I think that's what's wrong with the other football league, what's it called?
UFL?
UFL. That's what's wrong with that league. Have you ever tried to watch some of those games on TV? The stands are completely empty. Nobody's there watching. You don't know one single player on the team. You know, they need to find some stars and promote their stars like the WNBA is doing, and that draws people. I mean, it's just embarrassing when you watch. I watch a few minutes of each game, but there's nobody in the stands.
Yeah, the tough thing with the UFL is if they had star players, then they probably would be in the NFL. So it's one of those things where, like, even if they did get a star player in the UFL, it probably wouldn't last overly long because they probably would get signed to an NFL contract of some sort, whether it be just an invite to their training camp or they actually make the roster for the NFL team. So it's kind of hard for the UFL to get that star player where they're going to be around the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch any of the women's gymnastics and guys too at Target Center? Did you see any of that?
I did not get around to watching the gymnastics, no.
I thought that was fun. I watched the guys' gymnastics, and man, what they can do is unbelievable. And the women, too. You know, Simone Biles and Suni Lee. I think that's how you call her name.
I think that's how I pronounce her name.
Yeah, and just amazing. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, they are always. That's always one sport in the Olympics that's kind of fun to watch with their athleticism and how they're able to twirl in the air like that. It's kind of impressive to see because I know I can't even do like half a rotation in the air, let alone get. I saw something where Simone Biles during one of her routines got 12 feet into the air on one of her jumps. I think it was during a floor routine. And, I mean, I'm never going to jump that high in my life. So
right.
It's just impressive to see someone able to do that.
Yep, that's for sure. So they're off to Paris. And speaking of the Olympics, you know, our local Carrie Tollefson, she's going to be broadcasting from Paris and during the Olympics, a big deal for Carrie. So congratulations to Carrie, and we'll be looking to see her on the TV over in Paris.
And the Olympics start the 26th, is that correct?
I'm not even sure. I know it's in July sometime, so.
Yep, so I believe it's the 26th, or the last week in July, I believe, is when they officially start. And so that'll be fun to have an Olympics again to watch.
All right. They said last Sunday, during the Sunday night's women on NBC, 8.2 million people witnessed that, so that was a lot, and that was way up from last year, so,
last time.
Yep. All right, you got anything else, Mitchell?
Yep, we'll touch on, did you get a chance to see the Timberwolves in the NBA draft this past week?
I did not.
So they were able
to,
they drafted a couple of guards, first guard. They actually traded for. He was a top 10 draft pick. I believe he was number 8 overall. I think they traded. Who did they trade with? I almost want to say it was with the Spurs, but I'm not sure. But they got Rob Dillingham, a guard from Kentucky, and they later in the first round drafted a guard from Illinois. His name was Terrence Shannon Jr. And so those were, I think the Timberwolves only had 2 draft picks this draft because they traded their second round draft pick away. So they got 2 new guards to come in and play for Minnesota, and we got younger in the guard position. So I think that'll be a couple of good additions to the team.
All right.
So it'll be interesting to see how they're able to adjust to the NBA and see if we can maybe make another run next year.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I enjoyed watching them during the playoffs this year. It was a lot of fun. So, all right.
Well, might as well wrap up with the Vikings. I saw a quick thing. Adam Thielen was working out with J.J. McCarthy. And so,
really?
He was working out with J.J. McCarthy. And so now it's got people a little bit wondering if Adam's gonna maybe see if he can come back to Minnesota.
That'd be great. I've always liked Adam Thielen.
Yeah, it's when you got a home state or even a home state person like that making the team and stuff. He's from Detroit Lake, and so and we need a receiver 3 pretty bad. And I think Adam Thielen, he still went for 100 receptions and 1,000 yards the last year with Carolina. So
okay.
I think if he could somehow manage to get back with the Vikings, he could be a receiver 3, and then we'd be pretty set at receiver, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that wraps up another Two Guys Weigh In podcast, I'm gathering, unless you got something else there, Mitchell.
Nope, I think that'll do it for me on my end. This has been the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, episode 23.